The following is a recording of the Sunday morning service of Rangeville Community Church.
Good morning. Wonderful to be with you this morning. And as we've heard earlier, it's time for school to start in this coming week. There's a whole range of ministry opportunities that kick off here in Rangeville over the coming week as well. And so whether today is your first time here at Rangeville or you've just been here for a little while and you're wondering the sorts of things that we do, or whether you've been coming for a while and you already know lots of what happens, this morning is an opportunity for us to acknowledge, to bless, to affirm the leaders and volunteers in our church that make all the various things of Rangeville take place through you, who are amazing people. And so last year we started talking about this idea of Rangeville being a healthy, kingdom-minded church. The idea that as a church, we are one that really wants to pray and follow up with action when we pray the Lord's Prayer that says, "Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." And so our passion is to equip people, to release people for kingdom purposes, because we want to hear God's word and we want to put it into practice. Because when we do that, we fulfill what God's called us as one part of a church in the city to fulfill. And so if we're going to be a healthy, kingdom-minded church, one of the things that we need is a healthy atmosphere that permeates everything that we do. Because the reality is we live in a fallen world. And in a fallen world, there's lots of pollution. And I'm not just talking here about chemical pollution. There's spiritual pollution in the world. There's emotional pollution. There's a whole range of these things that bombard us constantly. And we need to find the oxygen. We need to breathe what gives us life, which are the kingdom things. And so in the same way as our world has an atmosphere that sits around it that contains the oxygen that we breathe and that we that gives us life, as a church, we've been looking at what does it mean in being a healthy, kingdom-minded church to discover what is our oxygen, what are the cultural aspects of who we are that gives us life. And so this morning, I just want to very quickly look at five of these. And the first of these is loving, honouring and blessing God and one another. This should permeate everything that we do. This whole aspect of love the Lord your God and love your neighbour as yourself, the greatest commandment and the second, should really influence every aspect of what we do. The second then is that if we're a kingdom-minded people, we want to be releasing the kingdom of God, because we desire to see a greater release and a greater expression of the kingdom in the way that we live our lives in the midst of a fallen world. Having an atmosphere of prayer, of intercession and blessing means that we want to hear God. We want to hear his voice. We want to talk with God. We want to, through prayer, align our will with God's will. And we want to speak out God's words of blessing over other people as well. We want to be a church that when we pray, we believe God moves powerfully. And sometimes that's beyond what is natural. And when it's beyond what's natural, it's called supernatural. And so we believe in experiencing the culture of the supernatural. Jesus said that I want you to do the things that I do and even greater things as well. That's what he said in John 14:12. And so that's what we look forward to. That's what we believe for. And then lastly, we ought to live with faith-filled expectation. We ought to walk in faith in God, expecting the world to change around about us as we align ourselves with God's will. And so these five aspects all permeate who we are. They are the oxygen that gives us kingdom life. And so within that then are some strategic areas that we have really focused on. And from our AGM last year, where we started talking about being a healthy, kingdom-minded church, we've been focusing a lot on these five particular areas. The first of these is godly governance and leadership. The next is intentional discipleship. Thirdly, providing a loving, caring community, being missional, and having inspiring Sunday services. And so this morning, as we look and bless and affirm leaders, we're going to do it in the context of these five key areas. And so the first of these we're going to talk about is our largest gathering of the week. Our largest gathering of the week occurs here on Sunday mornings. And so these are Sunday services. These are times where we meet to give ourselves to God. We celebrate who God is, and we celebrate all he gives us. But we also come receiving back from the Lord, seeking through prayer to hear his voice, through preaching to hear his word explained, and in ministry. And so for these next number of weeks, we're going to focus in more detail on worship in our morning services, and we're teaching on that. But each week when we come with an expectation that we're going to experience God, that he will touch our lives, he will empower us, he will heal us, he will guide us and give us hope. We want to meet with God in the same way as we also want to meet with one another, because we want to walk together in life as brothers and sisters in the Lord. We want to encourage one another, share with one another, enjoy being together as we love God and one another. And so the times and places where we meet here is on a Sunday at 8 a.m, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And we meet on a Sunday. It's because of the leadership and the volunteering of so many people here in this church. And so this morning we want to particularly acknowledge some of those leaders, including those involved in worship teams as worship leaders and technical teams, the hospitality area, the hosting and hospitality area. Also then, communion, which we celebrate here on the first Sunday of each month. The Connect Corner and the significance of that in terms of helping people discover more of who Rangeville is. And so, first of all, can I ask those who are involved as worship leaders or technical team leaders in leading hosting and hospitality or communion or Connect just to stand? I know there's just few of you here, and those of you who volunteer in all those areas, can you stand? Because there's a whole lot of people that contribute into these areas. It's wonderful. We're going to say thank you, or we want to say thank you to all of you, and we want to pray for you. And so if you're around about those who are standing, can I encourage you either just to put your hand out and just pray towards them, or just bless them as we pray together. Lord, we are so thankful that we can gather together here each Sunday to worship, because we know in many nations of the world that's impossible or very difficult. But here it's a joy that we share. And Lord, we are so thankful for the amazing gifts of leadership, administration, hospitality, music, song, technical skills, and the list goes on and on. And so Lord, we say thank you to each person who willingly gives of their time and their abilities so we can meet here in the most meaningful way possible. And so to our leaders and volunteers, we bless you. We bless you with joy in the worshipping of the Lord in word, song and action. We bless you with the experience of the writer of Psalm 95 who said, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care." Amen. Please be seated. Thank you. The next area that we want to look at is intentional discipleship. And this is an area in the last 12 months we've put a really big focus on. In fact, so much so that we actually reallocated some of the ministry roles of our ministry team to release Matt primarily into this area of intentional discipleship. And there are people here in this church, here in this gathering this morning, who are walking with friends or with work colleagues, with neighbours or family members, and being really intentional about wanting to reach out and help these other people come to know Jesus for themselves. That's part of walking together, of sharing the good news. One of the ways that intentional discipleship takes place at Rangeville is through life groups. And apart from our Sunday services, the second biggest gathering of people at Rangeville is actually our life groups. But unlike this morning, where we meet in one place, when life groups meet, they meet in over 30 different places around our city, because there's more than 30 life groups. And these life groups typically sit or consist of groups of around about 12 people per group, maybe less, maybe more. And these groups meet together as a small community of believers. Some of them meet as youth life groups, as young adult life groups, for couples, for people of any age or stage of life. And they have three primary roles. Loving, which is learning to love God and love one another more. Learning more about God and His Word and learning how to walk in the ways of God. And doing, encouraging those in the group to do what God has called them to do, and as a group to be doing what God has called that group to do, to reach out to others. And some groups are primarily loving groups, some are primarily learning groups, some are primarily doing groups. Each one has got a unique call and therefore looks very different in where it places its emphasis. But each life group is a really important part of this discipleship journey. And so our leaders of life groups are really important people because they play a key leadership role in discipleship. And so can I invite those who are life group leaders or coaches of life groups to stand at this stage? There's a number here. That's wonderful. And if you are part of a life group, can I invite you to stand as well? That's great. All right. Again, let's just reach out and pray for these people. Dear God, when Jesus was here on earth, He gathered around Him just a dozen people to walk closely with, to teach, to equip and to have fun with. Small groups of people who do life together make such a difference. Lord, we thank You for the leaders of our life groups and the coaches who help them. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless You. I bless You with the words from Ephesians 1. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He's called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in His holy people, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. And so I bless you that you would lead out of that spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you'd create an atmosphere of love, of hope and power, in which those in life groups would grow in their love of God and one another. And I bless the life groups of Rangeville and everyone in them and those who will join them this year. May you find a safe, loving and accepting place where you can grow in God, in your knowledge and understanding of His Word, and in the expression of the gifts that He has given you. Amen. Please take a seat. One of the other key areas of intentional discipleship is the preaching of the Word of God. And there's a ministry that happens in Rangeville that many people may not be aware of, and that is that every week there are people from Rangeville going out into other churches in this city or in this region and preaching. They may be churches who don't have a minister or their minister is away. And so every year, over 100 church services are taken by people from Rangeville, are led by people at Rangeville in other churches in this city or region. That's more than two per weekend. And in addition to that, there's about 150 services a year held here at Rangeville, about three per Sunday by 52 weeks of the year. And so that's a lot of messages that are prepared and preached. And so we want to really thank and bless those who go out into other churches as well as bring the Word of God here. And so if that's you, if you're involved in lay preaching or preaching here at Rangeville, can we invite you to stand, please? There's a number of you here. It's wonderful. Let's pray. Dear God, You've given the gifts of teaching and preaching so that Your Word could be understood and applied. Lord, we thank You for those who have this gift and who selflessly give their time to studying Your Word so that they can help others to grow in their love and faith in You. In Malachi 2:7 it says, "For the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty, and people seek instruction from his mouth." And to the Lord, we bless those who are involved in preaching your word. Lord, give them revelation and understanding. Strengthen them and bless them, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. A third aspect is being a loving, caring community. And this is a really significant and larger part of what we are doing. Because we're called to love and bless those who don't know Jesus, as well as to care for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. So what's that look like? Well, there's many different expressions of this. A lot of it happens on a Sunday, where there might be prayer after the service, or out in the foyer over coffee, where people get the chance to meet and chat and get to know each other. A lot of it happens in life groups. And so in life groups, we actually are seeing more and more people who don't yet know Jesus come into life groups and come into a safe, loving environment and start to experience what that actually looks like. And in turn, come to know Jesus, who brings all of us together through our relationship with him. We also see it through prayer ministries. There's a whole lot that happens at Rangeville in this area of prayer. In fact, everything we do is undergirded by prayer. Because there's people who pray for the church, who pray for ministries, who pray for the leaders, who pray for all of you. And whether it's before our services on a Sunday, whether it's in groups that meet together during the week, these groups are meeting to pray, to lift up before the Lord the needs of our church, of our city, of our nation. And so we are really thankful for the prayers of these saints. And these people are real powerhouses in our church. And so today we want to say thank you and bless you for what you do as people of prayer. And then also as part of care is a group called the Care Team. And the Care Team meets each Monday morning, and they actually share some of the needs of people in our church or some of the celebrations of people in our church. And then they get to find ways that they can practically love and bless people. And in some cases it might be really practical. It might be providing a meal. It might be providing some practical help around a home. It might be coming alongside someone, whether it be for a short season or for a longer season. But these are all ways in which care is happening. And then last year we started our acute and specific care, which is really intentional ways of training people to be able to care for others, whether that be in their workplace or here within the church. One of the ministries of Rangeville is called Freedom Life. This is a prayer and healing ministry for people, for churches, for businesses in our city. And each year about 450 ministries occur for individuals or for businesses or for churches. And people come in from all over our city, all over our state and nation for prayer ministries, where they experience spiritual, emotional and physical healing in different ways. And this is a beautiful missional as well as loving, caring ministry of the church. Last year, or 2 years ago, and again this year, we're offering the marriage course as an opportunity to strengthen and bless marriages. And last year, we offered divorce care for the first time in 10 years for those who are going through or struggling with divorce. And so this is another way of being a loving, caring community. We've got an amazing group of hospitality people that love to cook and prepare foods for events or for people in need and in many other groups. And each time you come into this place, you notice that it's clean, it's tidy, the grounds are well cared for. And that's because there's a group of men and women who their expression of being part of a loving, caring community is very practical. And they provide really tangible ways of looking after this so that we all enjoy it. These are all different elements of what God is calling us to do. And we are really grateful for our volunteers and leaders in every one of these areas. And so can I invite you that if you are a leader in one of these areas, can you please stand? And if you're involved in helping in any of these areas, can you please stand? That's great. Again, let's just reach out and pray. Lord, prayer and care are such an important area in the life of our church. Through prayer, we come before you in praise, in thanks, in confession and petition. In prayer, we hear what you want to say to us. Through prayer, we see lives changed and miracles happen. And Lord, we thank you that you are such a personal God. Lord, we thank you for the care ministries providing practical, tangible and emotional support to so many. Thank you for the love and generosity of those involved. Lord, we thank you for leading us in the ministry of Freedom Life. Thank you for teaching us, for using us as we make ourselves available, and thank you for countless testimonies of changed lives through your healing. In Jesus' name, we bless to use the full expression of the gifts of the Spirit. And so as Paul wrote in Romans 12, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And so, Lord, we bless those involved in prayer and care ministries that they may feel your heart towards those they bless and experience the joy of the Lord as lives are changed because someone noticed, responded, and revealed God's love and provision. Amen. There's another element of being a loving, caring community, and this is based out of the fact that Rangeville really seeks to be an intergenerational church. In other words, it doesn't focus on just one age group. Whether it's from a newborn to, in our early service this morning, we had someone who comes every week who's 102. And so the whole spectrum of life is part of who we are as a church family. And so it means that we have ministries for children. And so last year we publicly thanked Jenny Barkhuizen, who'd been leading Cubby for a number of years. And this morning, really delighted to tell you that Emily McCoven is going to be leading Cubby this year. This is our time for Sunday mornings for two-year-olds to preps so that their mums and dads can be able to concentrate a little more in the services and so the children have the opportunity to learn more about who God is. We have NITRO. And in case you wonder what NITRO stands for, it stands for Nurture, Inspire, Transform and Reach Out. And so NITRO is for our preps through to year eights and giving them an opportunity to be nurtured and encouraged in their faith, to be inspired to live a life of discipleship, to be trained and equipped in their daily lives so that they might reach out and make a difference for the kingdom. We have a ministry called Space Pilots, which is designed for those in years two to years nine interested in space, science, technology and sport. And so Spaceys meets here on a Friday night during school term to have fun and learn a biblical perspective within the hobby and science framework. Incredible ministry. We have our youth ministry that meets here during the school term as well. And whether that's in life groups, youth life groups, or youth group itself, a place for youth to ask questions, to grow in God and to see his power released. We've got young adult groups that meet as life groups and various other informal gatherings. We've got Word Cafe as a group of women that meet on a Tuesday here. It's an atmosphere of love, of welcome, of affirmation, encouragement for women. We have men's morning teas at various times throughout the year where men share their stories and learn from one another. We have senior services four times a year where our senior saints meet together. Many of these are people who can't make it to Sundays regularly, and so it's a chance that we bring them all together to sing songs, to sing hymns, to hear a message, to share communion, and to delight in growing old together, growing wiser. And so all of these ministries are really important parts, and each one is led by someone who has a passion for that particular group of people. And so can I invite that if you're a leader in one of these areas, could you please stand? And if you volunteer in these areas, could you please stand? Thank you. Well, let's pray and bless all our leaders and volunteers in these ministries. Lord, we thank you that you have blessed us here at Rangeville with the privilege of ministry to many different people at different ages and stages of life. Thank you that we are a church that has people of different ages. And we acknowledge the blessing of seeing young children who are energetic, lively and keen to learn. We thank you for the passion of youth who want to change the world. We thank you for the wisdom and experience of senior saints who inspire us, who encourage us and pray for us. And thank you for leaders of ministries to every age group. And so to these leaders, we bless you with wisdom and discernment, that you may know what to say and how to say it in those moments when you don't know what to say. We bless you with a passion for discipling and encouraging those you lead to grow closer to God. In the words of Ephesians 4, may you be blessed to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And we bless these ministries that they may grow and flourish, that they may attract people to meet with God and experience Him personally, so that their lives realign to God's good plans and purposes for them. Amen. Please be seated. A really key part of being a kingdom-minded church is being missional, to reach out to bless the community. One of the things Jesus said in Matthew 10, 6 and 7 was, go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. You see, we are called to proclaim the kingdom of God through word and through action. And so it's our desire that people would discover their God-given passion and use them to minister wherever God has placed them or wherever God is calling them to step into. And so for many, that might be their workplace, it might be their neighbourhood, it might be their own family. And in other cases, people are reaching out to areas of people in very specific needs. It might be migrants in our city. It might be to men and women who are in prison. It might be to young women who find themselves pregnant when they weren't expecting to be. It might be having a discussion about manhood with young boys. These are all ways that we seek to be missional. And most of these are citywide ministries. We also have quite a number who are involved in meeting fortnightly to worship and pray for our city in what's called the hub, or many who contribute to streets and lanes at Easter time or the carols at Christmas. These are all really missional activities that we encourage and that we endorse, and we say, be blessed and make an impact where God has placed you and where your passion sits. And then through the missions committee, as a church, when we take up our tithes and offerings, we actually tithe the tithes and offerings. So 10% of what gets given on a Sunday goes directly to missions. And then on the second Sunday, we take up an additional offering just for missions. And so through those offerings, last year, we were able to contribute over $100,000 to various mission organisations and partners in this city, in this nation, and across the world. We are able to pray for and encourage those mission partners. And each month we get to interview or hear stories from various mission partners. And then, twice a week, a whole group of volunteers from Range will go to Centenary Heights High School and provide brekkie for many, many children who otherwise wouldn't have the chance to eat a breakfast. And so hundreds of breakfasts, in fact thousands of breakfasts, are given out through Centenary Heights every year through volunteers here at Rangeville. And so if you are involved in any of these areas of ministry, can I invite you to stand, please? Because we want to pray for you and bless you. Yeah, thank you. Lord, we acknowledge that Rangeville has been called to reach out to our community to bring love, healing and freedom into people's lives. Lord, we thank you for the finances and prayers that we can offer up in support of missions. We thank you for the incredible team who prayerfully allocate these resources and who courage and bless those in external missions. In Jesus' name, we bless those who are involved in citywide ministries as they seek the peace and prosperity of our city in which we live. In Jeremiah 29:7, you said that we should pray for our city, because if it prospers, we too will prosper. And so, Lord, we pray blessing over the mission field you've given us. And so, as each one who is here ministers, may you be blessed with experiencing more of Christ's love and power. May you be blessed with joy as you see lives changed here on earth. And in Jesus' name, we bless those involved in the ministry of the Brekkie Club. As Jesus said in Matthew 10:42, if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. And so may each of you who reach out in the name of Jesus be blessed with the rewards that God has in store for you as you bless others. Amen. Yeah, please be seated. Another area that we've really been intentional about is godly leadership and governance. This is a really key strategic area and a group that we want to support and bless. And there are various groups here. We have an eldership at Rangeville, and our elders are elected for 3-year terms, and then they take a sabbatical after 2 terms. So after 6 years, they can take a sabbatical. And these are a remarkable group of people who have great wisdom, who have discernment, who have leadership gifts and wisdom. And so we are really blessed with a great team of elders. We're also blessed with a great ministry team and ministry support team. And so our staff here at Rangeville, and including here Freedom Life team, these are people who are incredibly committed, they're competent, and they're passionate about what they do. And as well as this, then our teams are also supported, not just by those who are staff, but also by their spouses, who do so much behind the scenes to contribute, to support, to bless. And so much of what happens is because of husbands and wives behind the scenes as well. And so this morning we want to say thank you and blessings to each one of you. So can I invite our elders, our staff, and husbands and wives of them to stand so we can thank and bless them? And let us pray. Lord, we thank you for these men and women who provide exceptional leadership and support for the ministries of Rangeville. Thank you for their giftings, their experience and training, their passion to serve and their love for you and for your church. So in Jesus' name we bless you, that he may fill you with a joy and a strength to do what he wants you to do, that you may have the wisdom to do what God wants you to do and the discernment to not do anything else. May your families be blessed with health, joy and peace. Lord, bless their emotional tanks throughout the year, that as they give out, they'd be filled up even more. And so we thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, as you can see, there's a whole lot that actually happens here at Rangeville. And there's a place for every single person to exercise the gifts that God has given them. There's a place for each person to give and receive blessings. And so, as we conclude today, a lot of you have been up and down and up and down in various times and places, but can I invite us all to commit ourselves to wherever it is that God has called you to be ministering? And so here's just a short, if you like, commissioning as an opportunity to stand and affirm the call that God has placed on you. And so let me read it first, and if you're comfortable then, I'll invite you to say it with me. With God's love and grace, I commit to serving the Lord as he has called me to. I commit to using the gifts, abilities, experiences and resources I have been given to bless others. I ask for God's strength, wisdom and Holy Spirit empowering to love God and one another in the unique way he's called me to. If you're comfortable with that, can I invite you to please stand and let us speak this out together. So, with God's love and grace, I commit to serving the Lord as he has called me to. I commit to using the gifts, abilities, experiences and resources I have been given to bless others. I ask for God's strength, wisdom, and Holy Spirit empowering to love God and one another in the unique way that He has called me to. Amen.
That concludes our sermon recording. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or require further information, please contact our church office on 0746 36 1144, or you can email us office@rangeville.com.